2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Monday. It's December 6th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 32 degrees.
Lots of slowdowns now, especially in Salt Lake County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, skiers and snowboarders have a lot to be excited about this week as winter weather heads our way.
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our live team coverage. Nick?
And Amanda, if you don't have your skis waxed up just yet, it might be time to do that. Two storms to keep track of this week, the first starting later today. Not expected to drop too much snow, but the second storm moving in Wednesday, Thursday, that's likely to bring quite a bit more. And the ski areas are going to get a lot. Utah snow forecaster Evan Thayer says Alta Snowbird and Brighton Solitude could get around 2 feet over the next 5 days. He says Eagle Point down at Beaver will likely see the most, could be 30 inches down there by the weekend. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
These storms moving in are helping to clear the air, too, but the state's air quality has actually been improving over the past couple of decades. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda continues our live team coverage. Jacob?
Tim, the Deseret News reports that the EPA said concentrations of air pollutants have dropped significantly since 1990. Over the past 10 years, the number of days in the Intermountain West, rated as variably unhealthy by the EPA's Air Quality Index, have dropped to new lows. EPA spokesperson Melissa Sullivan said in an email to the Tribune, to the Deseret News, that the Air Quality Index informs how clean or polluted the air, outdoor air is, along with any health effects that may be of concern. Arizona had the worst air quality of the Intermountain states with double the days of unhealthy air compared to Utah. The EPA attributes the drop in unhealthy air quality days to fewer wildfires. Reporting live, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Highway Patrol is investigating and looking for a vehicle after a shooting on SR 201 near 3200 West. UHP says the victim was shot at six or seven times and suffered an arm injury from shrapnel. A shot into the back seat missed, hitting a child. UHP Trooper Colton Freckleton says these shootings have become more common lately.
We've been seeing a lot of these popping up lately. It seems like it feels like a weekly occurrence where we're just having these drive-bys or people just doing this kind of stuff.
The suspect was reported driving an older model silver or white Jeep Cherokee. We're reaching out to Highway Patrol to see if they think there's any connection to multiple shots fired at vehicles on I-15 last week that had a similar vehicle description.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Changes for international travelers start today. ABC's Lionel Moise explains.
All travelers arriving in the U.S. will have to show proof of a negative COVID test within 24 hours of traveling to the country. The change applies to everyone, regardless of vaccination status or nationality. Previously, vaccinated travelers were allowed to show proof of a negative test within 72 hours. The move part of President Biden's plan to fight COVID-19 this winter with colder weather and concerns of the Omicron variant. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The manhunt in Michigan for the parents of suspected school shooter Ethan Crumbly ended over the weekend when the couple was found in a commercial building. And this morning, we're hearing from the man who let them in that building.
Authorities found the couple inside an empty commercial building Saturday. The man who owns that building says he has a friendly relationship with the Crumblys, and he invited them to stay at his art studio. According to the man's attorney, he was not aware that authorities were looking for the Crumblys. Authorities say the couple withdrew $4,000 from an ATM before the manhunt ended. But their lawyer insists the couple was not fleeing.
ABC's Ike Ajachi reporting.
Still looking for that hot holiday toy? You might have to battle it out with a resale bot. A skyrocketing rate of bots are sweeping up many must-have gifts before parents even realize the stocks are there. So how do you beat the bots?
You need to be early in the digital line to be ready. Experts say turn on push notifications for social media accounts that announce new item availability and releases. Another tip, join rewards or insider programs at a well-known retailer. They will fill your order as soon as possible.
ABC's business correspondent Deidre Bolton reporting.
Darn bots.
That's why I prefer to get things off the shelf while I'm looking at them.
That's true. TikTok uses an algorithm aimed to prevent online bullying, but it appears instead to ban some disabled creators. KS on his radio's Lindsay Arritz reports this happened last week to a popular artist from American Fork who has autism.
Nicole Parrish shares about being neuroatypical with her 2 million followers on the account Sounds of the Forest. She got banned after too many flags. The chair of UofU's communications department, Avery Holton, says TikTok uses an algorithm and a team of moderators, sometimes in other countries, to try to head off content that might be considered bullying, but sometimes the content can get taken out of context.
Holton wants social media platforms to do better at identifying those with disabilities who often use these platforms to find a voice.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.